Live on DAZN Worldwide, May 2nd and 3rd, Garcia versus Romero and Canelo versus Skull. Friday from 6 p.m. Eastern, Garcia returns in a history-making Times Square takeover. 24 hours later, Saturday from 7 p.m. Eastern, King Canelo faces undefeated Skull for the undisputed crown. May 2nd and 3rd, a knockout weekend of boxing. Pick one or go all in for only $90, exclusively on DAZN. Buy now at DAZN.com/boxing.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Daily Mix Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Mix.
Beat Mix, don't be a loser.
Is ready to beat Migs. I know Travis from Olympia is. Travis, are you there?
Oh, yeah.
Ooh, I like the enthusiasm. Now, Steve, why don't you get out of here?
Bye-bye.
For those playing at home, Travis will have 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Yes.
What color is the Statue of Liberty?
Blue, green.
Yes, she's green. Willie Nelson was born on this day in 1933, making him how old today?
91.
No.
90.
No.
89.
No. The Winklevoss brothers were awarded $65 million in a lawsuit over what?
Pass.
What is the most popular pizza topping in the U.S.?
Pepperoni.
It is. What is the currency of Japan?
Yen.
Yes. What is the lightest internal organ in the human body?
The pancreas, the spleen.
No.
Gallbladder.
No. In astrology, what animal is the symbol for Taurus?
A bull.
Yes. In what year did Breaking Bad first air?
2007, 2008, 2009.
Eight. Yes. What English soccer player was the first to win league titles in 4 countries?
Pass.
What does a cartographer make?
Maps.
Yes. What English soccer player was the first to win league titles in 4 countries?
David Beckham.
Yes! You got 7 correct, Travis. Coming in hot and coming in strong, man.
Woo!
I like it.
I'm not sure Steve can match the enthusiasm of Travis from Olympia.
I can try.
You can try. Well, sir.
You're not screaming, so.
Okay, you don't want me to do that.
Are you ready?
Yes!
What color is the Statue of Liberty?
Oh, color of America, green.
She sure is. Willie Nelson was born on this day in 1933, making him how old today?
92?
Correct.
Nice.
The Winklevoss brothers were awarded $65 million in a lawsuit over what?
The Facebook.
That's true. What is the most popular pizza topping in the United States?
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
Pepperoni.
It is. What is the currency?
I'm going to say pineapple.
What is the currency of Japan?
Yen.
Correct. What is the lightest internal organ in the human body?
The liver?
No.
The heart?
No.
The pancreas?
No. In astrology, what animal is the symbol for Taurus?
Leo.
No.
Sagittarius?
No.
Taurus.
No.
Wait, what was the question?
In astrology, what animal is the symbol for? In what year did Breaking Bad first air?
2009.
No.
2008?
Yes. What English soccer player was the first to win league titles in 4 countries?
Oh, I winked at him once at the Super Bowl. David Beckham.
That's true. Steve, you got 7 correct. And that is a tie. 7-7. Nicely done on the tie, Travis.
Woohoo!
Steve is very upset with
me. I don't think I've ever come this close to cursing.
Oh, no.
Not mad at anyone other than myself. The finger's pointed inward. I'm looking at myself in the mirror. My listening comprehension is freaking terrible. I don't know why I went down the road of all the stupid guesses with the stars.
Oh, you know, well, you got there eventually, although it didn't count for anything. The lightest internal organ in the human body is the lung.
The lung?
Yes, and then one you did not get to, but our friend Travis got correct. What does a cartographer make? Did you know that one, too?
It's maps, isn't it? It is. Yeah, that's also fantastic. Here I am, lollygagging, talking about pineapple on pizza, which should be the number one answer.
No. Don't do that on Saturday when we play Beat Migs in person.
Okay, fine.
At the Red Dog in your town of Puyallup.
I'm very excited. Sunrise Village, awesome spot. And the Red Dog is a happening place. Every time I go to Sunrise Village, people are just chilling, hanging out there, having a great time. Great food, great drinks.
You can pour your drinks by the ounce.
Yes.
So that means you can try all the IPAs if you're me.
Bring your dog. Don't pour your drinks for the dog unless it's water, of course.
Don't they have a dog menu?
I believe they do.
Oh, my gosh. Get all the info on our awesome party. We're going to be there at noon on Saturday at KISW.com.
The Daily Mix Show.
There is a fantastic feature on the Odyssey app, which you can download to your smartphone right now and then leave us a voice message. Easy peasy. We've been getting some pretty rad voice messages on there, Steve Miggs. Some have been quite interesting.
Some involve a couple of your favorite things. Drummers and Washington State University.
Oh, I'm decked out in my Wazoo gear today.
I know.
We're going to slide into our VMs after Linkin Park.
Something got you bent, and now you need to vent. Or you did something bad, and you need to repent. Well, slide into our VMs. Yeah, baby, it's time to slide into our VMs.
We're sliding and sliding and sliding
on the Daily Mix Show.
It would be so fantastic if you would take a moment to leave us a voice message anytime you feel like it. And you can head to the Odyssey app to make it happen.
And a few rock hogs. One wants to talk about WSU.
Oh, my favorite.
Of course. I mean, you're decked out in WSU gear right now. Also, someone wants to chat a little bit about drummers. But before we get to that, here's our first voice message through the Odyssey app.
Hey, Daily Mix Show. This is Cripple Jeremy from Port Orchard and your coach of your Seattle Slam wheelchair rugby team.
Oh, we've met Jeremy a few times. I always chat with him on social media. He's an awesome dude.
Last time we saw him, I think, was at Live Night.
Live Night, yes. He's a great guy.
Hey, just give it.
And also, he's at Limp Bizkit.
Oh, hell yeah.
Hey, just giving you guys a call to let you know that our team has made it to the national championship tournament in Tampa, Florida this weekend. And just wanted to give a shout out to my team for busting their ass all year and to make it. Hopefully you guys shout them out. Love your show. Love listening. Have a great day.
Hell yeah. So wheelchair rugby. And yes. I see a few of his videos. It's like, no, thank you. I think I'd get wrecked in that.
Well, I hope they kick butt in Tampa. That sounds awesome. Yeah.
All right. You want to chat a little bit about the Cougs?
Yeah.
I'm not exactly sure what's going on in this voice message. It seems like it picks up as this guy's having a conversation. So Okay. Maybe you can help me with this one.
At a bar called Rusty's at Washington State University. And a buddy of mine that was also on the golf team playing billiards at Rusty's sank the eight ball on the brick 3 times in a row on ass. Just tripping.
Oh, okay. Now I get what's going on. Somebody was high.
Yeah.
At Rusty's. Do you know what Rusty's is?
Never heard of it. I don't think that was around when I was there.
Oh, that's right. You graduated like 30, 40 years ago.
Jesus.
Then we went golfing at 2 a.m. and we were chipping in from 30, 40 yards out. Nothing but net.
It's all about the focus, man. A guy threw a no-hitter on acid once.
That's true.
Yeah, Doc Ellis. Granted, if you ever watched the documentary, you realize he threw a no-hitter, but that didn't mean he threw a perfect game.
Yeah.
There's a big difference. Like, he was wild out there on the mound. I don't know about these guys, but I remember watching this documentary. I'm like, oh, he threw a no-hitter because nobody could hit his craziness.
Sure.
Yeah. So no familiarity with Rusty's.
For me, it was always the Coug. That's where I was a Mug Club member, hanging out at the Coug.
But you had to go to other spots.
Well, yeah, there was Shakers, there was Valhalla, Pete's, Rico's, Office.
After a quick Google search, I don't see any Rusty's in Pullman. I see a Rusty's drive-in that's in Cashmere, but that's about it.
Huh. Maybe he was so high on acid he created a bar.
Yeah, it's amazing.
All right, let's talk drummers.
Hey, guys, yesterday you were talking about Matt Cameron and how good of a drummer he is for Soundgarden. All right, Migs, you're a drummer.
That's the Hall of Fame Soundgarden there, by the way.
Of course.
Yeah. All right, Migs, you're a drummer. I'm wondering who you think's the best drummer of all time or your favorite. I want to know from Taryn as well. And it better not be Neil Peart.
Okay, first of all, it's Peart.
Wow.
Well, then you could go with Neil Peart.
Neil Peart is absolutely the best drummer ever.
Yeah, how do you know you're not a Rush fan if you pronounce Neil Peart wrong? Man, I can't answer that.
I just can't. I'm the wrong guy. I don't like a lot of the technically. I mean, the reason why I got into drumming is because of Animal from the Muppets.
Oh yeah.
I mean, and then also Tommy Lee from Motley Crue. So I mean, I argue that he's an awesome drummer just because he does very unique things behind the kit. But my favorite drummers are never like the Neil Peart of the world. I never go with like the guys that are like super technical.
You know who Danny's favorite drummer is? Steve Miggs.
Yeah. Aww. I'm glad that you love mediocrity.
The Daily Miggs Show.
Daily Miggs Show.
What exactly happened that would leave Stephen A. Smith to say this?
I sincerely hope he whipped his kid's ass.
We're going to find out what made him so angry at
talk about Danny V.
7:20. Stephen A. Smith has sparked some controversy, Steve Miggs.
Uh-oh, that's a shock.
Never happened before. First time ever.
Right.
He said that Falcons defensive coordinator Jeff Ulbrich should beat his son.
Well, yeah, that seems like the right way to handle a prank phone call. Yeah.
His adult son, his 21-year-old son, Jax, who was part of the prank call to Shedeur Sanders during the NFL draft, where he was pretending to be from the Saints, drafting him up.
Right.
That's not what happened.
No.
And this is part of the call.
I sincerely hope he whipped his kid's ass. That is a required ass whipping. So your dad is a defensive coordinator for the Atlanta Falcons. You go into his laptop computer and find a number for Shedeur Sanders. You prank call him. It jeopardized your dad.
Okay, hold on. Again, am I the only one? Maybe I'm alone on this island that I do not think that this is the biggest deal in the world.
It's really not. Like, we can move on, I think.
I don't understand. Like, and also, I've yet to hear Shedeur freak out about this prank call. I'm sure he was annoyed by it, but haven't we all been pranked at some point?
He's obviously got bigger fish to fry.
I'm sure a little embarrassing, but at the end of the day, I don't think he's crying in his millions upon millions of dollars that some idiot decided to prank call. I'm not saying that what the prank caller did was right, but it was just a stupid thing that a 20-something-year-old kid does.
And the more attention you give the prank caller, the more annoying it is.
What if the Atlanta Falcons didn't believe it was your dad, that it was just you? What if they had believed it was him? And I don't...
Okay. We really starting to think that the Falcons think that their adult coach in his free time is prank calling college players.
No.
Believed it was him, and I don't believe that for one second. I don't believe the defensive coordinator for the Falcons. I don't believe that man did. I don't believe he had anything to do with this. I think it would be unfair to accuse him of that.
So we're just losing our minds over a giant what if.
Yeah. He's very, very passionate about this topic.
You know, he's passionate about a lot of things.
But what if the Falcons didn't believe him? Your dad could have lost his job.
Yeah.
And because you want to prank somebody, okay, and be cruel and insensitive, knowing what Shedeur must have been going through. We've talked about a lot of things in football. Have we ever talked about Jeff Ulbrich? But he's a household name this morning because his son didn't think about his daddy.
Well, they say any PR is good PR, so maybe he has a future in PR.
That's a good call.
Who unquestionably loves him. You in college now, no doubt still living off daddy. You should be ashamed of yourself. You should have your ass whipped. I know you're 21. At the very least, roll up on campus and slap you upside your damn head.
Violence is always the answer, Steve. Everyone knows that.
I'm just picturing the dad pulling up the campus, getting out of his car, marching over to him. I don't know why, but I'm picturing him wearing like a golf polo with the Atlanta Falcons logo on it and just smacking his kid in the face saying this.
You should be ashamed of yourself.
Well, based on the fact that Stephen A. Smith says that he should be ashamed of himself, do you have a moment like that, Steve, where you feel like you're still ashamed of yourself?
I mean, okay, this happened rather recently, and it was one of those things where nobody else knew about it except for me and Tatum, but as soon as I did it, I'm like, this is just stupid. I'm an idiot. I thought it would be funny, and I forget like that it also could be traumatic. You remember the video of me when I passed out?
I feel really lightheaded right now. I might pass out. Yeah, I'm going to pass out, dude.
Whoa. And then I pass out and I look like I died.
Yeah.
I don't know why. I thought it'd be funny to show it to Tatum and get her reaction. And then I start showing it to her. And as it just starts, I'm like, I realize rather quickly, I'm like, this is easily the dumbest thing I have done as a parent, which is saying a lot. But I was just like, I'm about to traumatize my kid because the video looks like I died. And I'm like, Shay, you want to see something funny that your dad did? And of course, like, she's like watching it. And I didn't watch the whole thing, but like, I could tell rather quickly, like, she's just like, what the hell's going on? And then she even said, Daddy, is this... She goes like, did you for real, Pat? I'm like, no, I was just playing on the radio, and I quickly stopped it. I'm like, what the F is wrong with
you? She will sort this out in therapy a few years from now. It's all good.
Feel really lightheaded right now.
So what about you? What was your you should be ashamed of yourself moment? 206-803-ROCK.
The Daily Mix Show. The Daily Mix Show.
Maybe it was you. Maybe it was your kid, your parent, your partner in life. 206-803-ROCK. What is your you should be ashamed of yourself moment? We will take your calls after Trapped. Jeff Ulbrich's son, Jack. Jack's pranked Shedeur Sanders with a phone call, and now Stephen A. Smith says that he should be ashamed of himself. So if it was you, your kid, your parent, your partner, tell us that story about you should be ashamed of yourself. What was that moment for you? 206-803-ROCK. We have a listener on hold,
okay,
Steve, that has the absolute worst thing that they said to a barista involving their wife. We're going to get to that in just a second. But first, let's chat with Kay from Hoodsport. Kay, what was your you should be ashamed of yourself moment?
Well, it wasn't necessarily me, but I was there when it all happened.
Okay.
My co-employee, we both worked in a bar, and she went into the walk-in to get something off the very top shelf, and she has flip-flops on, of course, and she stands on a bucket of tartar sauce and slips, and the lid pops off backwards, and she puts her foot and flips up all the way into the tartar sauce, and we never told anybody. But I laughed so hard, I almost peed my pants.
Did you continue to serve this tartar sauce to customers?
Yes.
To quote the great, or maybe not so great, Stephen A. Smith,
you should be ashamed of yourself.
I hope nobody is listening.
I mean, just don't say the name of the bar, Kay. Don't say the name of the bar. 206-803-ROCK. What was your you should be ashamed of yourself moment? Joe from Marysville, tell us your story.
So my wife and I were driving to different Starbucks places. And she actually managed to get into the drive-thru line before me. But luckily, the one I went to was empty, so I got to place my order first. And so excitedly, I yelled, I meet my wife.
Can I have a grande frappuccino?
And as soon as I said that, I realized what I said. And I'm like, no. She's at a different Starbucks. I managed to beat her to make my order.
So was there a moment where, like, the barista looked at you like, we need to call the cops?
It kind of looked that way, yeah. Okay.
You should be ashamed of yourself.
What about you, Tyron Daly? When there's been a moment whether it's... I feel like you have probably done the things in the family that where you're like, yeah, I should probably be ashamed of myself.
This one was just, I mean, ashamed, and it was a very dangerous, stupid thing that I did. So you remember chat rooms back in the day?
Yeah.
My girlfriend like AOL? And I... Yes, we were okay. On like AOL chat, you know, age, sex, location. And we are chatting with these guys for like, you know, the better part of an afternoon. Well, we ended up, my parents were going to go to dinner that night, so we decided to invite these guys to our house. These are strangers that were from like Everett or something like that. We were, we're in like high school.
They seemed trustworthy on the internet.
But I had like my siblings were home, all of that. And I could see like the absolute fear in my sister's face, my baby sister's face. Like, who are these people? And I was like, go to your room. Don't worry about it. Like, nothing ended up happening. But you think about in this day and age.
Oh, it's a terrible idea.
Like, idiot.
I mean, Steven's right.
You should be ashamed of yourself.
My mom was so mad. My dad was so mad. I was on some sort of restriction for a very long time after that.
Were the guys at least like legit to what they said they were, or were they older?
They were a little bit older. They were pretty.
You should be ashamed of yourself.
They seemed to be pretty tough. Like, okay. You know, they like
rough around the edges.
Yeah, they're rough around the edges. I mean, just a dink. Like, who does that?
Tyron Daly does that.
206-803-ROCK. Sandra from Yelm, what was your you should be ashamed of yourself moment?
I cut my teenage daughter's hair as a punishment.
What kind of haircut did you give her? Please tell me, like, a mullet.
Oh, I wish I could say it actually had a style, but it wasn't. It was random chopping.
I'm very confused about this. So, Sandra, was it like one of those things where you're just like, if you don't clean your room, I'm going to get out the scissors and cut your hair? Was that like a threat, or did she get a bad haircut? Like,
that's absolutely, except for it wasn't something as simple as if you don't clean your room. I had just given her, she was a teenager, she was like 15, And I had just gotten, taken her to the salon and let her get her hair done and all this as a birthday gift. And then I found out that she had posted pictures of her younger sister and her friends on her, like, friend finder page. Not like she was trying to advertise them, but she had, like, pictures of their bus. So you could see what bus stop they were at. You could see what school they went to. And it was, like, a massively dangerous, like, dude, you don't do this, you know. And so I was trying to get her to take the pictures down. She kept saying she didn't know the password. And so it was a threat that, okay, look, this is it. If you don't give me that password right now, I'm going to chop your hair. And I didn't want to do it, and I just was like, I threatened it. I have to follow through. I can't, you know, and no, you can't. I followed through, and I hate myself for it.
You should be ashamed of yourself.
You know what the odd thing is, Sandra, don't feel too bad, because that's also what Steve's parents did to him, and he's been bald ever since.
I actually have a full head of hair.
Snatched his hair right off his head.
Yeah, I just keep disappointing my parents, and they just keep shaving my head.
Honestly, every time my mom tried to cut my bangs back in the day, it was a form of punishment.
I still am just blown away that that would be like the thing that you say to somebody, like, hey, if you don't do, I mean, props, yeah, if you can't give empty promises. I get that. Like, you know, sometimes we'll say, hey, if you don't clean up your place, like, we're going to get rid of two of your stuffies. And then if she doesn't, we have to get rid of two of her stuffies. Never once have I thought to use as a form of punishment, I'm going to cut your hair.
I'm
going to
shave your head, kid.
And then just howl my clippers. Get over here.
The Daily Mix Show.
Rockaholics, how would you like to beat Steve this morning? If you were listening to the men's room yesterday at 5:40, that could be helpful because we gave out three of the correct answers to the upcoming game with that cheat sheet. 129 wins he has.
Yes.
48 losses and 34 ties thus far in 2025. 206-803-ROCK. We will play B-Migs at 7:50.